الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا، فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم. وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا. In the previous ayats we read where the people of Bani Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, long after him and after they were practicing on the Torah, and then gradually they turned away from practicing on the Torah on the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala sent his azab. And from there we learn that the disobedience of Allah ta'ala leads to adverse and disliked conditions that come upon people. So the solution to all our problems is to become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. However, when that had happened, and then Jalut, a very oppressive ruler, Allah put him over them, who overran their towns and cities, and took their little boys and girls and made slaves out of them, and even desecrated the Torah. When they could not stand this anymore, they asked the Nabi of the time to appoint a leader for them, a Khalifa, behind whom they can rally and make jihad. He discerned that these people haven't got the qualities of obedience, and he asked that if Allah does send you such a ruler, make jihad for us upon you, will you make jihad? They explained immediately, what do you think we want when we are facing all these problems? And there is another great principle we learn, that we like to make lot of big claims, but when the time comes, we fail miserably and we cannot fulfill that. Anyway, when they insisted, then he said, Allah Ta'ala has accepted and Allah Ta'ala has appointed Talut as a ruler over you. قال إن الله استفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم. So he said to them, وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا. Allah has said, as a Bacha, as a king over you, your ruler, your Khalifa, Allah has sent Talut. And here again we learn, and we should take these lessons, that when there is disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and disrespect for the man of Allah, then a person harms nobody else but himself. This was their nature, to disobey Allah. It was for that reason that they stopped practicing on the Torah, and all this musibat and difficulty came upon them. Now when they wanted again, according to them, they were sincere and they really wanted a ruler over them so they could make jihad and fight back their lost position and their lost honor. So Allah Ta'ala had appointed Talut, and the Nabi of the time, Shamuel alayhi salatu wasalam, informed them that Allah has appointed Talut as your ruler. Immediately they objected again. قالوا أن يكون له الملك علينا. وہ کہنے لگے کیوں کر ہو سکتی ہے اس کو حکومت ہم پر. How can he be our ruler? They asked for somebody. The Nabi knew better. Allah informed him. Allah chose Talut, but they objected to this immediately. And this caused their greater downfall, because they objected to the Nabi. So when we don't listen to our elders, to what they have to say, this causes our downfall. And unfortunately, this comes in such a way that a person thinks he's doing the right. Like today, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam at one time ran away in a very, very strange way from the people to the mountains. His followers said, "Oh Isa, what is happening? You running like this?" He said that a fool looked at me. And just the company and the friendship of a fool is very disastrous. But they say you have got the remedy for everything. He say a fool's remedy there isn't. And the minute a person keeps company with a fool, that is his destruction. Then Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah explains who is a fool. A fool is that person who doesn't think of the consequences. Like he walks in front of a train, in front of a bus, he doesn't think what the result will be. Like that, the people of the world who are regarded very clever, who think themselves also very clever, and unfortunately the vast majority of people think of them as clever, they don't think of their mort. They don't even believe in life after death. They are the biggest fools. And unfortunately, we speak also of them, they are very clever. Just because of some things they have done in dunya, Allah made it on their heads, and we regard them as very clever and very smart, whereas they are the actual big fools. So like that, the person doesn't realize that he himself is the biggest fool, and he thinks himself very clever. And unfortunately, the vast majority of people also admire and respect and honor the fools in this world. So they objected to the Nabi of their time, and they became more guilty of their crimes, and more they went in the wrong direction. So they said that how can Talut be our ruler? Talut was a poor person. A Talut was a person who used to deliver water to the houses of the people. You know, like a laborer he was. Or he was a painter. So they regarded him, how can he be our leader? We are from the Bani Israel, and we are from the children of the Anbiya. And always there was Badshah, a kingdom in us. And the other thing, he is a poor person. We are wealthy people. So they based for their assumption also totally wrong. To be able to rule a country, you don't need to be wealthy. And you don't need to be from respectable families. What is required? The capability to run. The knowledge how to run it, and the capability, and having the welfare of the people at heart. Today we see that throughout the world, not only our country, but throughout the world, our principles are totally wrong, so there is only corruption. But all the governments that are elected, or the basis of it is also totally wrong, and they are elected also on the wrong basis, and there is only destruction. And we see the complete opposite in the time of the Khulafai Rashideen, when they were elected with the qualities that they possessed, not on the strength of their power, or not their wealth, or not their family lineage, but that they had the capability. We saw what wonderful governance there was, not only for Muslims, even for the non-Muslims, not only for human beings, even for animals. They governed even over the animals and looked after the animals also. So much so, there were oqaf, the plural of waq, for stray cats also. To look after stray cats, to look after stray dogs also. There were special departments for that. All this was looked after. That is when the government was in the right hand. And now that it is in the wrong hand, we see the people of the government suffering the most. They don't have housing, they don't have food, they don't have employment. They are all in great, great difficulties. So they base the assumptions in the wrong way. And so the Nabi told them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. پیغمبر نے کہا بے شک اللہ نے پسند فرمایا اس کو تم پر. اللہ تعالیٰ has chosen him over you. And the choice of Allah is 100% correct. All the choices of man together, they can never match any where the choice of Allah. So Allah has chosen him. And وَزَادَهُ وَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. اور زیادہ فرمائی اس کو علم اور جسم میں. And Allah has blessed him with the great qualities in his knowledge also and in his body also. That is, and here we see another great teaching of the Quran Sharif, that worldly governance also, this is also taught by the Quran, that who should be made a leader, who should be made a governor, all this is also in the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, the main prime object is Deen, Iman, Amal, etc. But even our worldly knowledge is also in the Quran Sharif. We don't need it from any universities or from any outside source. It is all in the Quran. It is for us to find it and then practice it. So Allah Ta'ala said the two main qualities that were required in order to rule over the people was one, fil ilm. And this knowledge is general. Now knowledge of deen also. Knowledge of Rasul ilm ma'rifatullah. The king of all knowledge is recognition of Allah Ta'ala. So that knowledge also, knowledge of ibadat, muamalat, akhlaq, adab, akhlaq, etc. That also, and in his body, he has the capability also that he is physically also fit to do that. And normally poor people are more healthy than rich people. Rich people who live in luxury and who eat all food that makes them sick all the time. So a sick person, it's difficult for him to rule over people. A healthy person can rule well. And that is normally the poor people are healthy, who don't live in all these luxuries and all the things that spoil a person. They live off the things of the ground, which is halalan tayyiba. And then their health also is good. And the other people who live on junk food, and so they become junkies themselves. Where can a junkie rule over the people? So Allah Ta'ala has explained this also. And in any case, وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ اور اللہ دیتا ہے ملک اپنا جس کو چاہے. And Allah Ta'ala gives His kingdom and His land to whomsoever He wants to. And this is that even if a person is not capable, we should be happy with the decision of Allah, because Allah will make a person who is not capable, Allah will make him capable also and immediately. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh writes the instance of one country where the king had died. So the parliament made mashura, decided that who will be our new king. And he said, decided the first person who comes to the gates of the palace, tomorrow morning, the first person, we will make him our king. And Allah Shan, the first person who came was a beggar. And not only a beggar, but all his progeny, father, grandfather, great-grandfather, all were beggars. But they decided that, so they made him the king. They put him on the throne. And then all the matters of parliament, all the decisions that have to be made were brought in front of him. And to their utter amazement, he made the perfect decisions in all matters. And when round about 12 o'clock, the time came for him to take his rest. So he asked two people to come and put their arms under his armpits and lead him to his bedroom, a resting place, like leading a person of great honor, the king, to be laid like that. So they said, we will take you, but Bacha, we want to ask you a question first. You were a beggar till this morning. Seven, and how many progenies of yours were all beggars? Now you came and you sat on the throne and you made all the decisions perfectly and correctly. Now when you have your time to go and rest, with the adab and etiquette of how a king should be treated, you have taught, you told us to do that. Who taught you all this? You were a beggar till this morning, you had nothing, you knew nothing of this. So he said, that Allah who put me on this throne, that Allah taught me all this also. So Allah taught it immediately. He did not have to have university degrees to do that. He didn't have to have experience to do that. When we turn to Allah, Allah does it immediately and much more superior than what we can do with our own learning and training. Allah does it much more in a superior way. So Allah Ta'ala, when He chooses, there can be nothing better than the choice of Allah. اللہ واللہ واسع علیم, اور اللہ ہی فضل کرنے والا سب کچھ جاننے والا. اینڈ دیر از نو شارٹیج بائی اللہ فار واٹ ہی نیڈز فار مین ان دا ڈفرنٹ ڈپارٹمنٹ. اللہ از واسع, دیر از نو شارٹیج آف پیپل. اللہ کین چوز اینی پرسن اینڈ میک ہم. اینڈ اللہ از علیم, اللہ نوز ہو ٹو چوز فار وچ جاب. And Allah Ta'ala teaches that person that job. So it is all in the hands of Allah. So yeah, Allah has taught that the Bani Israel made this big error that they gave preference, just like Shaitan gave preference to his own logic. And he said, أَنَا خَيْرُ مِنْهُ. How must I make sajda to Adam? I am better than him. Yeah, they also thought that they were better. And consequently, they suffered a great loss because of this. So here we are taught that respect the knowledge and the things of the seniors, of those who are above us, goodness will come to you. And when you disrespect them and you follow your own things, and you do your own things, nothing but destruction comes to you. And it comes to you in such a way, you are heading at a far speed to Jahannam, and you are proud that you are going, and you are happy you are going to Jahannam. So much of blindness descends on a person. He doesn't feel guilty, by which he can have some remorse, make some tawbah, go on the right road, but he goes headlong on the road of Jahannam and is proud of it that he is on his way to Jahannam, and is looking down at other people who are on their way to Jannah. They are simple, ordinary people. They are rushing to Jannah and he is finding fault with them. May Allah give us proper understanding and help us to remove the veils and the blinkers which are on our eyes, and that we get proper understanding of deen and we follow on the right direction. And that is the path of Ma Ana Alayhi Wa Ashabi, the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the path of the Sahaba, not the path of the modernists. Not the path of people who think their university education is superior, or people who come on YouTube and on TV, etc. Not those who follow Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.